With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Reaction to the murder of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been quick. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Navalny was a strong man who spoke truth to power.
Alexei Navalny has been a strong voice for freedom, for democracy for many years, and NATO and NATO allies have called for his immediate release for a long time.
Meanwhile, President Biden accuses Vladimir Putin of orchestrating Navalny's murder at a prison in Siberia. Also, at SRNnews.com, former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says it's no surprise Israel is ignoring calls from Western liberals not to invade Rafah.
Well, I mean, the problem here is that Israel is insisting on winning. And the Biden administration and much of Western Europe doesn't want them to win. They were okay with them fighting for a while, but not winning.
Talent says, or rather tells the Salem Radio Network, he's impressed by Israel's ability to carry out urban warfare. U.S. Navy creating a second unmanned surface vessel squadron.
The commander of the Pacific Fleet said the decision reflects the service's rapidly growing interest in ghost ships. The new squadron will develop small-scale drones known as unmanned surface vessels for surveillance and reconnaissance at sea. The Navy says some of the new small USVs will be roughly the size of a sports car.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. A New York judge ordering Donald Trump and his companies to fork over $355 million in penalties. The judge found they engaged in a scheme to dupe banks. In the meantime, the former president calls the verdict, quote, complete and a total sham. This is SRN News. There's a plan to reorganize the United Methodist Church.
As it is currently constructed, the U.S. church dominates the rest of the world, and the rest of the world would like to change that. A plan has been presented by Methodists outside this country that would realign the global denomination into roughly continental regions of equal size and power. The UMC is growing all around the planet, except in America, where membership is in decline, strengthening the argument for some kind of a realignment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Nations says Ukraine will need nearly $9 billion over the next decade to rebuild its cultural sites and tourism industry. That would include funds for the restoration of the Transfiguration Cathedral in Odessa. The building was constructed in the late 18th century. Is the main Orthodox church in the city. Russian missile attack last summer destroyed part of the building. This is SRN News. Correspondent John Scott says Disneyland performers in California may decide to unionize.
While most workers at the theme park and at Disney California Adventure already have unions, roughly 1,700 performers don't. Workers who have gone without union representation until now include those who meet and greet guests and stroll in parades as Mickey Mouse, Cinderella, and other iconic characters. Union officials say the performers want a union to address safety conditions and costuming and scheduling issues. Union cards were circulated starting last week in a process that could take weeks. Disneyland officials say workers have the right to vote on whether or not they want to unionize. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street yesterday, Dow Industrials fell 145 points, 38,627. S&P 500 was off 24, but still above the 5,000 mark at 5005. More details at SRNnews.com.